Hey, everybody, welcome back to this week's episode of The Drunk Riders. As always, I am Marcus.
And I'm Mark.
And I'm Mike.
That sexy ass bitch, Mike. Today, I am drinking Flying Monkeys. Mike, I told you it'd be funny. Juicy ass. Juicy ass IPA. And no, oh. I ain't fucking with you.
Oh my.
Just juicy ass. I had the triple take when I went to the old Pawpaw's. So I was like, that's not real.
Nope. Old Pawpaw's.
Old Pawpaw. Plump and unfiltered. is on the thing.
Plump and unfiltered.
I mean, yep.
Brewed I mean, in
Canada.
Oh my.
What else we got on here?
Oh, those Canadians.
Those fucking Canadians, man.
Oh, that's not a real craft beer.
Because well, it's Canadian? Mm-hmm. Canadian? What?
Yep. Oh, all God. Right. Mark, what you got?
So this is from our boy Tim from Beguile Brewing Company. I think I'm saying that right.
It's pretty good.
This is a Euchred American India Pale Ale. Brewed and canned in Chicago, Illinois.
Euchred?
Euchred. Like the game? Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Here, I got something. Shit, which emoji should we use?
Well, it's too early in the show for the emoji.
No. If you know how to play Euchre, drop a crown emoji in the chat.
What?
I hate you. No. Ignore him.
In the discussion thread, you know?
Oh, yeah.
put a crown emoji if you know how to play Euchre.
Wow.
Brewed exclusively with the farmer's hand of regional Chinook, Centennial, and Cascade hops, this very Midwest IPA has a floral, piney aroma and a firm bitterness. Get out one of these, and you'll feel anything but Euchre. 6% ABV.
What was yours, Mark? Yes.
Mine is 6.5%, so I win.
No, you don't.
Ooh, that's pretty good. Ooh,
this week, I have a Wegmans spring water that's about to have a liquid IV in it.
Nice.
This guy.
So there's. So, Mike, you want to fill the
full no, I'm not done. In? I'm not done.
Okay.
This week, out of Black Stack Brewing, a Pig's Fly Quintuple IPA at 14%.
You are going to fall off your stool halfway through this episode.
I cannot wait, because you're going to drink that bad boy fast, because I know you.
So it's been a week, gentlemen.
Yeah,
it has been a week. We can.
It is a description of a week. Moving on next on itinerary. Fuck your tight butthole, Mark. Something wrong with you?
That's how we ballin'.
We are sucking a tight butthole. Wait, what? Hold on. Fuck. There you go. All right. So, it's the butthole got tight is really what got it going. So,
why do you have such a tight butthole, Mark?
Listen.
Wow. You know why. Why are you like this, Mark?
Kegels are for men, too.
He's been practicing for you, okay? He's thinking about you and your needs, all right?
Has he, though?
Call that a Tuesday night.
Maybe. I called that yesterday, tonight, and tomorrow. Let's go.
Hey, when we say we go way back, emphasis on the back.
I know that mole you have right on the side of your head.
Where?
Yes. And yes. Let's just say it's in a position.
Why are you guys like this?
Oh, why not? It's the other.
Up next, matching tattoos.
Let's go. We should get a nerdy.
We're going to get the squirrel on the inner thigh reaching up for, and holding a twig and berries, right?
Oh. I got something really fucked up. I'm not going to say that one.
There are lines and we're not going to cross them.
There are lines I could tell you about after the show.
Oh, we're going down that personal experience rabbit hole.
There are lines of demarcation.
Wow.
Mm. All right.
I know you two deflowered each other, but come on.
Listen, it was tight. All right.
Oh, my God.
We go way back.
Oh, my God.
College is a hell of a time.
Why do I do this show with you guys?
Oh, for the gigs.
Shit. Did I just close? Oh my god! I thought I closed the internet.
Oops. Just turn that bitch off. Like fuck it.
Because yes, you can close the internet, not the browser. The internet has
the
been
entirety
closed,
of the John. Internet.
Okay,
you're gonna break.
So America. Let's move on. Wobble on that, John. June, yes. March or May 17th through the 19th, Philly in Dorney Park. Signups are now officially live as this episode is dropped. You can check out buzzbars.com/BBC-events and sign up on the website, or just go to the website and click on events and you can sign up right there. They will close on May 3rd. So we can finally go through the full details now that we have everything locked and loaded. The prices, if you need a ticket to the event, and the ticket cost, which includes parking, is $75, which that would be if you went to Six Flags Great Adventure just to park. You're only paying $25 more, so that's awesome. So $75 for the event and park ticket with parking included, and then the event only for pass holders is $45. So
let's go.
You must be a member to attend this event. So if you don't have your membership, now's the time to renew. We're going to get merch up here shortly, but let's run through a couple things real quick. So Friday night, we are going to kick it off in Philly and start at none other than Other Half, where we will have a Red, White, and Brews scavenger hunt in the City of Brotherly Love.
Nice.
So get ready for just a raucous time going around scavenger hunting Philly, checking out some of the awesome breweries in the city. Saturday, we got a picnic at Dorney with a cash bar. So we will have a bar for 2 hours. So definitely get on that. We will also have a tailgate featuring none other than Coasters and Brews Fam.
Let's go.
They are headlining that bitch. So the park's open 11 to 7. We do have some ERT. We're just waiting on finalizing that. But, you know, you could probably assume what it's going to be on. There's only two choices pretty much of where that's going to be. So, and then I know you guys are sad that you're going to miss this one. After the park, we're going to go to Imprint Beer Co.
Yeah.
And we're going to get our schmoogie on.
Smoogie's a beer, right?
Yeah, that's the beer that you destroyed at my wedding. Yeah.
No.
Yep.
Why am I missing this one? No! That's one of my favorite sours of all time. Oh,
well, hey, God. I think there's going to be enough people driving from Ohio that you might be able to get some of that brought back to you. Because they're going to... They get like 20 new flavors a month, so like...
Do they really?
Fuck. Yeah, they just like...
I could double dip too, because Allison and Mullet, if they're coming, they could bring Urban up to me. And on the way back, bring me some Smoogie. Double trouble.
Yeah. They can double dip for you. So, you know, it's going to be an awesome event. Sunday's going to kind of be a free for all where people are going to go to Hershey, people are going to go to Knoebels. There might be some people who be cred hoes and go to Dutch Wonderland. There's people talking about the Phillies game. There's a lot going on. So Sunday's going to be kind of a free-for-all where we will spread out throughout the area. Also, there's some talk about something at Sesame Place where there might be a guarantee that something's open on that Friday. So,
hey.
I don't believe shit.
Never.
Make sure you sign up. Merch coming soon. It's going to be an absolute awesome time. We checked out Winter Chill Out. Oh, I forgot to put that on the thing. Kelly and I checked out Winter Chill Out this past weekend, and it was really cool. Just kind of walking around. I've never done – actually, that's a lie. I did like a winter event at Worlds of Fun in like 2008 or 2009 or some shit like that. But it was pretty cool to go to. Had a good time checking out all the stuff at the park. So can't wait for Iron Menace to open up, which we – have some news on that, but let's go through the whole list of news. And Mark was really fucked up this week, gentlemen.
Mark, whatever you guys say, man.
Mark, I don't know why you would. Why would you write some of this shit?
I don't know why you assume it's me.
It's definitely not an escapism thing that this was written like this. So, like, wow, Mark, that first one is atrocious.
Mark, go ahead and read it. Read your atrocity, Mark. Take it like a man.
I am not reading
that. Mark, read it.
I am not reading that.
Fine, I'll read it. Adventureland Long Island getting the Clit Flicker 2000 extended disco thingy.
Sir.
Markulus Antanasi. How could you?
There are children who listen to this show.
There better not be children.
I sure hope not. That's an abomination.
You're listening to the wrong podcast.
Your parents need to be checked. There are children who actually listen to this show under 18. Sorry. Well, I'm not sorry. It's your fucking decision, you bastards. we're listed explicit for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
The next one's from Mike.
Midfall Racers is testing, aka bait the sentence.
You triggered so many people on Twitter.
It's like fishing with napalm, my guys. It's fishing with napalm.
It was so funny to watch the world burn.
Mm-hmm. Nemesis is a cheeky winker. Wow, Mark. whoa. Mark, read this next one. You ignorant slut, you.
Projects. I was looking at that earlier. I was like, why did he put a different type of bird there? And then it just hit me right then and there. That's why. So whether you want to call it Project Swallow, whether you're talking about the bird or the action... or Project Sparrow.
No, we're talking about action, all right.
At Carowinds.
There is an action happening, and you are doing it, sir. Canada's Wonderland did a thing with track or something. Wait, what did they do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Valley Fair is silly and edging us.
Kansas City's becoming a material girl, or a Mattel girl, I should say. Magic Mountain is saying birds aren't real. Kyrie, what the hell are you doing? When did you get hired to be their social media manager? And then Darian Link says, fuck you, keeping their boomerang. Wow, Mark, that was heinous, sir.
And
that
fan
was
questions.
Actually heinous. Okay, that was just
true. And fan questions.
Okay. So Adventureland, Mark, we're going to use a proper terminology here for Adventureland. Not whatever banana sandwich you said. It's going to be called Wavebreaker? Hold on, I'm going to look it up. I had it earlier.
Moon Chaser.
Oh, no, that's the Junior Pirate Ship. Wave Twister.
Oh, yeah, I read the wrong one. Yeah, that was next one down.
Wave Twister won't open until 2025.
Oh.
So it looks like an extended disco that is
a turn.
It's like a cross between a disco and a Visa spinner.
It's an L-shaped disco
by a company that no one's ever heard of.
I trust in them.
That's sus. Interesting. I didn't know that. I wasn't paying attention, so. Because clearly you're the one who got the information, Mark. I don't know where they're going to fit this, because, like, there's literally no room there.
They are removing the rapids log flume?
No, the log flume that is, like, 6 feet tall.
And then there's something else they're removing, too, I saw.
The log flume's a figure eight that's 6 feet tall. So, yeah, that's a thing.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep.
There it is.
There we go.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Starfall Racers! Well.
It tested, boys.
It's tested.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about Starfall Racers is people are simping this ride pretty hard. I don't know if you guys are watching some of the comments on this thing.
I don't see why you wouldn't, though.
You know why? And I've heard this sentiment, and I echo it to a degree. Mock.
Yep.
Mock ain't in the men.
Mm-hmm.
If Helix is any indication, now again, Helix is old, right? Quote unquote old. It's not that old. Mock built a lot of rides, and the common sentiment I've seen across the board is that, the elements hit ish. They hit ish. They don't kill, they hit ish. So, I mean, that's,
they rattle. That's the problem.
I didn't have a rattle on Helix, but it was just, they hit, but they didn't kill you. And the thing about that is, well, one, again, the simping is hard. Guys, dueling aside, which is going to be cool, but still, the ride itself is not going to be better than Velocicoaster. And that is, I hope it is, because that'd be cool. But looking at this, the airtime is not blowing your socks off.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's not going to be better than Velocicoaster.
Are you looking at the trains going over those hills?
I am. Dude,
that's not going to be how fast it goes when it's actually open.
I mean, it is his first test run, so I'm giving it.
No, it's not. That aerial footage from the chopper is not the first test run.
Oh, no, one of. They're still testing. It hasn't really gone through its paces yet.
I don't know about that. It's been testing for over a week.
It's a week. A week is how it's going to run in 6 months.
168 hours.
You're not wrong. Anyway, even full of test dummies, you know, people emotion is different. I have not bought into the hype just yet. By the way, do I think it's going to be great? Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to be a freaking awesome ride.
It's going to be a good time. you're gonna enjoy yourself on that ride for sure. But guys, Velocicoaster's one beat for me. That's a tough ask looking at that layout right now.
I mean, yeah, I don't think it's going to run this fast when it's actually operating. So
I hope it does.
I very much hope it does. There's no way it'll run faster, my guy.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't think it'll run faster unless, like, people getting on the ride are somehow heavier than the test dummies. But but still,
maybe they turn the launches up. You never know.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, speculation that it's running in a boost mode right now. Maybe that is the case. Maybe not. It seems like it's been running at this speed all throughout testing so far. So you never know. We do know
how mock launches don't hit. So
yeah, I'm not saying that the launches are going to be anything special, but
right. Like still, if you look at in that video of how it hits the top hat, there's no way it's going to actually go that fast. Mocks are designed to crawl over every element. Like people all, so like, remember, people also go crazy over Copperhead Strike, which is the definition of mid.
First of all, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad. See, here's the thing. Marcus is out here saying that Mach is mid, and then he goes and says that Copperhead strikes better than Maverick.
When did I say that?
Oh, you definitely said that.
Oh,
riding the ride. You said
I
that
don't know.
On wow. the show. I bet Post can pull up his.
Go ahead and find it. Let's go.
Look for it. Is it Post or is it Pseudo? I can't remember who.
Or is it Shell?
Wow. Yeah. Whoever transcribed this entire fucking show.
Why do all short white men look alike? I don't get it.
I am terribly sorry for not remembering that.
I love you two both, by the way. You guys are the best. I appreciate it.
That's atrocious. You have three of them because there are three of them, Marcus.
Wait, first of all.
There are three of them and you just see... Oh my god. Wow. Oh my god.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
Side note, how many air mattresses can fit in the lofts at the cabins at Cedar Point?
Probably two or three.
Maybe?
Two or three?
Maybe two. Three is probably a stretch.
Yeah.
You'd be climbing over each other if you have three.
Two can fit, right?
Yeah, about two.
Okay. Please stand by on that one, by the way. just not even being coy about that one. Okay. So there's a thing that's going to happen. So you'll know about that one eventually.
Yes.
What's our next thing, gentlemen?
Nemesis is back.
Yeah, and it's already down to one train where they only have four rows being open because apparently it's either having maintenance issues or the rattle is so bad that they shut down a train.
So that is really interesting because they took the original trains and refurbished them. So that would suggest that the rattle is a track-related thing. If, granted, none of us have been on it, obviously. The ride's only been open a week.
Yeah.
But there's allegedly B&M adjusted the cross-section of some sections of track. Basically made the height of the spine taller.
Yeah.
So thicker spine, better at distributing the loads. People are starting to suspect that that is what's driving the rattle.
Interesting.
Because why would a refurbished original rolling stock do that?
Yeah. And there's no reason for it to be bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Just a cheeky fucker, I guess.
Son of a bitch.
I did see one really cool video. It was cut in half vertically. The person was standing in essentially the exact same spot by one of the corkscrews. On the left was the original Nemesis, and on the right was Nemesis Reborn. And it was just really cool seeing how it switched back and forth between the two eras, so to speak. But no... Paste exact the same.
So one's the veiny bastard and one's not.
One's the veiny triumphant bastard, yeah.
Yes.
Snickers bar.
I like the vein on the Milky Way, let's be honest.
I'll give you a Snickers bar.
Like I said, I like the Milky Way. I like the caramel center.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Milky Way is the goat of chocolate bars.
You shut the fuck up with that bullshit real quick.
Why? What's better?
Yes. Milky Way is mediocre at best. Snickers bar?
Mm-mm.
Three Musketeer?
No.
A generic Hershey bar?
Okay. Three Musketeers does slap as well.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Moving on.
We are moved. I will say, the one thing I will say about Nemesis 2, listen, Brits, I love you guys. You guys need to fucking relax.
Hey, I think it's great that they get something to celebrate. They don't get that many coasters over there.
They got to relax a little bit, guys. It is It is Nemesis again.
Yeah.
I do want to do a side tangent real quick and before we get to swallowing. I want to recap Coaster Madness 2024 brackets for the three of us.
Four of us, if
you count the group one. So, scores right now, 46 is the highest. Mullet and Show are tied for first.
Bullshit. Delusion.
Mark has 40.
Ooh.
Where are you at? Mikey got 41. I have 38.
Let's go, bitch.
And we as a group have 40 as well.
Okay, so nice. I'm in the lead.
So we're not doing bad.
I'm in the lead.
Looking at the squad picks, first round, the only ones we missed were T-Express versus Flying Dinosaur. We all picked T-Express.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, did you pick T-Express in your bracket? I don't remember.
No.
Yeah, that son of a bitch. And then I missed on, or Mark missed on Millennium Force and Outlaw Run. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing?
Which one won?
Millennium Force, clearly.
I mean, Outlaw Run's the better ride.
I know it is, but still. All right. I unfortunately lost the Taiga Montu battle.
Good, as you should have.
Mark, surprising winner of the Shambhala la 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 and Iron Rattler one. Surprised. I think that's a little bit of American bias there, I think.
That's a lot of American bias.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, so ironically, I haven't been on IRAT yet.
Yeah, you have not.
That's so wild to me.
That's crazy you haven't been on that yet. So good. Oh my God. So good.
I've only been to that park once and we went to Wonder Woman first. And because I went to that side of the park. Oh, and that was also when they were doing the in-season upgrades. So they were only on one train.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. You said, fuck it. You don't want to wait.
Yep.
Yeah.
It would have been a 3-hour wait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And by that point in time, like the crowds were just getting just, it was, the park was heaving because it was Fright Fest.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, you know what? I'll come back another time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then snowstorm closed the park for a week.
Fuck.
So I have yet to return.
Nice.
Nice.
El Stumble 3,
we shall return.
Eventually.
Yeah. The group, we picked Helix, but me and Mark pick Mystic Timbers. Did you pick Mystic Timbers?
I don't know. I think I did. I don't have the spreadsheet open.
I'm not scrolling back.
I will hold on. Let me pull it up.
It's a lot of scrolling. That's.
I mean, it's not that much.
Helix is the better ride, but Mystic Timbers, everyone just has a freaking hard on for.
It is. It is not the better ride though. Mystic is a better ride though.
It's not. Nah. I mean, it actually is. Yeah.
Let's say. Wait a minute.
I picked Helix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. I picked Mystic because I was like, I think Mystic is good. I picked that Mystic bias. Mm-hmm. The surpriser, though, Hagrid's losing to Hakuge.
Well, that is because there was some bullshittery where someone bought votes. So.
Is that the bot vote one?
That's the bot vote one.
Fuck all. None of the other ones, they haven't had that problem besides that one.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who would have thought? Universal stands.
Shocker.
Wasted
$2. Just donated it to a charity.
Mike, did you pick Twisted Timblers or Time Traveler?
I picked Timblers. I picked Time Traveler.
We all picked.
I know what the simps want.
Yeah, we. Yeah, Time Traveler is not better than Twisted Timblers, even in the same hemisphere as good. So.
Yep.
And then we all lost Boulder Dash because me and Mark said, fuck it. We'll watch the world burn.
Yeah, you just did that to piss me off. So
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the second round, we have the exact...
Well, I also lost Ride to Happiness and Magnum. I picked Magnum because I thought the Magnum stands were going to come out. But maybe that ride is going where it deserves in the hole.
Burning in hell.
Yep, pretty much.
Round two, the team is doing better because Taiga obviously won versus DC Rivals, and Matu obviously did not make it for me, and the DC Rivals lost. And then everything else, we have the exact same picks pretty much across the board. I picked Hyperion over El Toro. Mark picked El Toro, and then we picked Gotham City Escape.
I picked Hyperion.
Oh, yeah, there you go. And then Ride to Happiness in the end. So, like, the possibility, we've only missed one, maybe two in the second
round. I mean, X2 is going to beat Ride to Happiness, so.
Oh, no.
I don't know about that.
Ride to Happiness got that. Dude, that ride's got some sucking off going on.
I am very much aware of the sucking off on that ride.
I mean, it deserves it.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it's not X2 though. Let's be honest.
I mean, X2 is living on his name alone anymore. I'm just gonna throw that out there. I digress. But yeah, doing all right. I like recapping this when we came. And next week we'll be down to the Sweet 16.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh,
I hate you. Okay.
Moving on.
Let's go back to our topic.
Swallow.
Sparrow.
Sparrow, my guy.
Swallow.
So somebody has way too much time on their hands.
I mean, it's just a FOIA request.
Yeah, they got the FOIA request, and the whole plans are done. So Carowinds is going to get the kiddie coaster that Canada's Wonderland got that adults aren't allowed to ride without a child.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little launch guy.
Oh, guy.
So we'll see if that carries over or if it's just Canada's Wonderland policy.
I mean, hopefully it's just a Canada's Wonderland policy because that ride looks really cute.
Oh, it's a little cutie.
Mm-hmm. You know what would be great is if they just like added a brake run and put a block on there so it can run two trains. That'd be like a fantastic idea because I think it has two launches. So come on, two train ops. Yeah. So they're getting a couple splash pads. The river battle boat thingy that is taken out everywhere where you just get drenched. So
it's going to be a nice battles.
Yeah. It's going to be, you know, they already have a good kids area. They're just revamping it even more. So good for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. what did Canada's want? Canada's? Canada's?
I don't know. Kelly mentioned something. They're doing more construction and there's something going on there where it's going to be like, whatever is 25 is going to be a big coaster there, so.
It's going to be a fun project to watch. Mm-hmm. That and King's Dominion.
Yep.
Nobody tell Amusement Insiders. There'll be a fucking.
No, there was already a 30-minute video that they posted.
Dude, that guy is making like a video a day.
Yeah. Dude, okay, so Phoenix Rising at Fahonix Rising at Busch Gardens Tampa, which will be the best Phoenix coaster. The lift hill's up. That's not short. It's not that little of a guy. That's some king energy right there. Look at this. Look at that. Look at that short king. That's damn. Not good. That's a lot bigger than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought it'd be short. That's almost like that field. I thought that was a Manta for a second. Like, you showed me a right? Manta construction.
It feels like a Manta-sized roller coaster.
Yeah. Right. Like, wait.
Manta's a big boy, too, so.
What the hell? Why are they building a... I don't understand. I truly don't get it. I don't understand this ride, but I'm here for it. So well, this is going to be their answer to the suspended throw coaster.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, they're doing a video a day. Fuck these guys. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, Phoenix Rising, they must have made a deal with with B&M, United Parks. God, that's so weird to say. No, they must have made a deal with them. That's what they've been doing for years now with like the Skyrocket 2s and some of the other additions they've made, package deals. So you got Phoenix Rising, you've got the Penguin Trek. Is that what's
yes,
called?
Yes, yes.
That one's going to SeaWorld, and then you've got supposedly another family invert going to Busch Gardens Williamsburg next year as well. So, yeah, by three family coasters, B&M gets their foot into a new niche, and niche. United Parks probably gets a little bit of a discount.
It sees. I refuse.
You know, we'll see if these rides pop up at the other two SeaWorld parks as well. I would not be surprised if next year San Diego and San Antonio follow suit.
San Diego won't get one because it's too tall.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why they keep on building.
I think BG Dub is getting one.
Yeah.
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 So. San Antonio could definitely do it.
Yep. Yep. Well, they, yeah, it'll be 20 feet shorter than a Great White, so that'll be fun. Valley Fair is edging something, teasing something. Shit. Mark, you got me on that one.
Yep. Okay. What are you talking about?
What are they teasing, guys? Do you know?
I mean, all it is so far, they've had two posts where it's just the eyeball emojis.
Mm hmm.
So
a lot of people are saying haunt, so
that would be interesting, especially because a couple years ago they got rid of their haunt for the family friendly Halloween.
Yeah, I remember talking to event. Kelsey about that one way back when.
Was it Kelsey?
Yeah.
That's right.
You forget our own guest?
It's been a while, man. It's been a while.
It's been several years since we talked to her, yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, considering the timing, the park's not even open for the year, so it's probably a haunt. I don't think mm-hmm. they'd start teasing a 25 attraction quite yet.
Yeah.
Although I don't think they've really gotten any attraction a couple of years now.
Yeah.
What, 2019 with Larson Loop?
Ugh. Yeah.
2019 or? It's,
yeah. I mean, their last major attraction was Prowler, so. Or Renegade, excuse me.
Yeah. Jesus.
So, that's. Yeah. One of the most underrated great needs to be invested in more parks in America. Yes. For sure.
Yeah, that is a great park. If they get a B&M invert, we're going back. No questions asked.
I mean, we got that's other parks like, we got to get to, but yes, I would love to go back because I miss Excalibur.
Oh
God, tier hero right there.
Incredible.
That was a spiteful trip.
So, yes, yes.
Yeah, I missed a lot on that trip. I missed Outlaw and New Puco Air Coaster and Underground.
I mean, let's be honest. You did not miss Napuco Air Coaster.
You did not. That's a plus one, Mark. And when you're playing with numbers, I want that plus one. Mm-hmm.
Moving on.
Please.
Your former home city, Kansas City, is becoming a material girl living in a material world.
Yep. They are. So I'm actually very excited about this. So they are building a Mattel park right outside of Kansas City, Kansas, where the Speedway is, where Sporting KC plays. So it's like it's literally on the, so like Kansas City has a loop, 435. It's a loop that goes around the entire city. It's on the west side and Worlds of Fun is on the east side of this loop. And it's a big ass loop. So literally they're going to cater to the Kansas side. It's a huge complex area of where this is. So like there's going to be there's a lot of traffic there already. So having Mattel Park there with, it looks like an identical clone to the one that's going to Fahonix. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen a whole lot about the one in Phoenix, but obviously they got the, was it three coasters or is it just two?
Two coasters. But Andrew Hyde on Twitter posted some pictures. He drove by it the other day and, you know, it looks like it's going to be pretty legit. Mm-hmm. The loop's pretty massive. Yeah.
They've got that resort, apparently, they're building right across the street. Not affiliated, but still.
So just as a, Marcus, I don't know if you saw this or not.
I don't know.
I'll drop it in the Facebook chat. Here you go. So there's that guy. Nice big ass loop. It'll be fun. Hopefully, I'm curious how it'll ride. So,
Plus, you got the Barbie rooftop thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rooftop bar, but it's not a bar.
Sure.
Is it a bar?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't.
It's a bar.
I think it's a bar. I literally don't know. Is it a bar?
Coasters and Brews, where are you at?
Yeah.
They would know.
I think it's a rooftop bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that'll be something. That'll be cool. Okay. Magic Mountain says birds aren't real. So I had fun with this shit post the other day on Friday. So Magic Mountain has put up a sign at the park on the fence where the theater was with a picture of a bird. It's like a steampunky looking bird. I don't remember. We had this whole giant discussion in Discord about it. I don't remember what type of bird it was. People said it was a roadrunner. I think it's a roadrunner. But it's very, like, steampunky.
I think it's too big. This chest is too big to be a like a robin, maybe.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. But it was, like, something that, like, I looked it up and the bird flies, like, 50 miles an hour. But it says epic thrills are cycling in. So people are immediately jumping to, like, the, like, Intamin motorbike coaster, like Zukon or whatever it's called, that went to one of those parks that I don't remember where it's at. Where did that? I'm going to look it up. Hold on. I think it was Zukon. I don't know. Let's see. Zukon. Oh, Fuji Q. Yeah, it's like a motorbike coaster.
Yeah. We were talking about that. I remember that.
That video is very loud.
Four or five episodes ago.
Yeah. Or Zokon. Sorry. Zokon.
Mark was the one who actually brought up, now that I remember it.
Oh, yeah. No, that ride looks great. Like, I remember everyone found out that Fuji Q was building a motorbike coaster and kind of wrote it off. And then all the videos came out and were like, holy shit, that looks pretty sick.
I'm watching a pop of it right now in the back. Oh, yeah, it looks pretty twisty. You know, I would love if Magic Mountain just got an actual full-size coaster. That would be fantastic. So I'm very curious to see what they do because, you know, they had taken the stance that roller coasters aren't important, burgers are, and now, well, they got bought out. So, oh, shit, this has got a switch track? What? That's wild.
Backwards section and everything. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Spoiler alert for anyone who is listening. The best thing about this ride is you're clearly looking at Ichinika. So, is there a drop track too? No. Okay. No. So it, you know, looks pretty cool. I would love to see a tilt coaster or something along those lines or become a wildcat. That would be, give me a terrain version of Phoenix. And me and Marcus would literally never shut up about it.
Oh, yeah. Mama mia. Jesus Christ. I'd live there. I'd just move over.
Right.
I'll see you guys later. I now live in California.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Right? So. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's what's going on there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on, Darien Lake says, fuck you. Keep a boomerang. I will say this, though. Their boomerang's not that bad.
Well, they're replacing track on it, so.
I mean, needed. Yeah. All boomerangs are not great.
That one wasn't good either.
It wasn't bad, though. I wasn't dying on it.
It wasn't a horrible one, but yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I mean, I've been on worse. I almost feel like I'm just going to stop writing those things.
Eventually you will. You're going to see a park and you're like, I don't need plus ones anymore.
Yeah.
It's how we're all going to get across 1,000 at the same time, remember?
I got a long way to wait then.
You got to, first of all. We're not that far apart, honey dumplings. when we're all 50, and we can all ride it together.
Ooh,
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey, good for them. They're keeping their ride up. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, that is the news this week, gentlemen.
Yeah, quieter news week, but it was a good news week.
That's not. I'm still remembering when we had literally fuck all.
Zero. Yeah, we're talking about 12 different topics here. It's quiet news week.
Quiet news week.
Shit. Where's the? Organize the. There it is. Questions. All right.
Yep. Discord got a refresh of where stuff is, so I'm trying to figure out where everything is.
Yeah, now. I found it. Okay. Cheap Red had a good one early this morning. Bread Madness. Rate these options. We've got Cheesecake Factory's bread. Obviously, this is all bread. Red Lobsters. Olive Garden. Texas Roadhouse. Cracker Barrel. Outback. Becca de Bupo.
Oh, shit.
Longhorn and Boston Market, that's not even a discussion. Fuck Boston
Market. Okay, so we're just going to get rid of Outback and Boston Market immediately.
Wait, hold on. Where is this at?
It's under the discussion, under questions. It's more towards the bottom.
Yep.
Just right at the bottom.
I'm going to say this. Yeah, Outback is trash. That is wheat bread with mediocre butter is what that is.
Can immediately eliminate. I'm going to get rid of honestly half of these right off the bat. Boston Market gone.
Yeah, fuck that. That's
I swear, I do not see this post,
dude. It's 6:04 this morning.
6:34
in the episode question thread.
Yep. Oh, it wasn't at the bottom. It's above where you said your fucking questions are getting asked. What the fuck's wrong with you, man?
Okay. Anyways, Brett moving Madness, on.
Rate these options. 6:34 a.m. It's at the bottom. Later on that morning, Mike with the meat at 8:35 a.m. At everyone, I'm sure this will go over smoothly. Questions, go.
You must have a really small monitor if you didn't see that.
Okay.
I need you for some enlarged
one for your feeling a little bit dated. I'm not going to lie. Okay. I mean, they're still really good quality, especially for the price. I only paid like $160 each for them. But,
nice.
So, okay.
So I'm removing, I'm going to remove Boston Market, Longhorn, Outback, and honestly, probably Cracker Barrel right off the bat.
Cracker Barrel is trash.
People just don't like it because of this cracker. I don't know.
Moving on.
We can remove Buca as well because I don't think I've ever had Buca de Beppo.
Oh man, Buca slaps, but yeah.
I have, but it's okay. It didn't blow me away. I'm gonna trim down Cheesecake Factory too. I think that's bread's also trash.
I like their bread, honestly.
See, liking it, I like Longhorns, but it ain't up there with the supposed got there. I'm gonna get to that.
I honestly don't even remember Cheesecake Factory, so
that's how bad it is.
I'm not gonna say it's bad, but it's just not memorable.
Yep. So they opened a Cheesecake Factory here and it had like a 2.5 hour wait for like 2 months straight.
Ugh.
I'm like, y'all need better food. Cheesecake Factory should never have a wait.
Tell me when you have never been. Or show me how you've never been the Cheesecake Factory right there.
Right. I would rather call Moonlight Pizza for 2.5 hours, which I have done. God, I might do that tomorrow.
I'm going to be bold, gentlemen. Red Lobsters fucking sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
You guys don't like those.
The cheddar biscuits?
You guys don't like cheddar biscuits?
Trash.
They're not that good, dude.
Everybody fucking goes over the goddamn moon for fucking cheddar biscuits. And I've tried it every single time we've gone to Red Lobster. I've been like, this is just garbage. Garbage.
I like them better than Olive Garden breadsticks.
Now you're fucking wrong. Kind of. Absolutely. Kind of. Let me say this. Their breadsticks, when right, slap all over the place.
They're slap good.
You around, they're up, down. Right side. Now, you know what makes them, to me, you know what makes them great? If you can dip them in that salad dressing.
Hell yeah.
That's what makes them God tier. Now you can't, now that's one thing, you, for anybody out there listening, every single one of these breads is associated with some sort of dressing or sauce or whatever it is on it. Now, if we're looking at this list, Texas Roadhouse, I think, wins.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Roadhouse wins this list.
Yeah, yeah. The bread by itself is meh. That cinnamon butter fucking kills.
But you know what wipes the floor with every single one of these? Boathouse. The Boathouse bread.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. God, I almost forgot about those. We were talking about that for days.
So on Wednesday, I will be back at Boathouse.
You son of a bitch.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that's right. We're taking next week off, gentlemen.
Yes, we do have a week off.
I'm going to be a Disney dad 2 weeks for a week. Off.
Shit. Huh?
Wait, 2 what?
2 weeks off. Well, I guess I can't say that yet. We got to qualify for state championship first, okay. But hopefully 2 weeks off.
Hopefully we just record early on that second week.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were going
to
record
early. Yeah, we can't afford to take 2 weeks off.
Yeah. Or it could just be me and Mike. It was bullshit. Guess speaking of drinking, get it, man. Finished it, my dude. But yeah, no, that's a solid one. And it looks like everybody, the two people. Wait, I'm gonna fucking rat you bitches out. Who picked it? Lucas and Simon with the Cheddar Bay fuck biscuits. Fuck you, man. All right. B is not the show. Said it too. Get out. No, I don't like y'all anymore. Nope.
Okay.
Oh, God. Hutch has got a good one. Tier rank the B&M coaster models.
That is a good one.
That's a great one.
And we have to all agree. Okay, hold on. Let me go to B&M.
Are you going to get a tier ranking thingy?
No, I'm just going to go to B&M.
Okay, so can we all agree stand-up's the worst?
We gotta figure out, like, what... Where exactly it goes, because I wouldn't put it as an F.
All right, so here are their model types. Obviously, Hyper and Giga just kind of merge those together.
Yeah, right? And that's so, one product.
Yeah, so stand up, invert, sit down, dive, hyper, floorless, flying, wing, family, and surf. So, slow yes. Let me go again. Stand up.
Wait, Mike, you doing a tier list or should I?
Can you do it?
Oh, wait, I can just copy a text. Look at us doing a shit live. Hold on, let me put it in the I'll put it in the chat. Skadoosh. There's everyone. Copy, paste, baby. So we'll say it again for the listeners while we get these all filled out. Stand-up coaster. Inverted coaster. Sitting coaster. Dive coaster. Hyper coaster. / giga. Floorless coaster, flying coaster, wing, family, and surf coaster. Boom.
Okay, I'm making my own template.
There you go. So I could easily say with assurance.
Right, you got it.
You got it, Mark?
No, you got it. I'm
okay.
He's looking at porn.
Yep.
It's she's not having it.
okay. I think we can all easily agree there that stand-up coaster is the worst model of all those. For sure. Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some good ones out there.
I wouldn't put it as F, but maybe like D.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there as I was alluding to, there are some good ones out there. I like Riddler's. I love Georgia Scorcher. Mantis actually.
Scorcher's excellent.
Yeah, Mantis wasn't as bad as a lot of people gave it up to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're not great, but they're not exactly good either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, hold on. I'm to try this again.
God, Georgia Scorcher was built in 99. Oh my God.
Right.
I just keep feeling older every day.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, on the other side of that, too, some of the worst fucking rides out there. Iron Wolf, Vortexes.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly the California's Great America one. Honestly,
is making me upload images. I'm not going to do images. Fuck that.
Yeah. Now, honestly, I don't mind the Carowinds one. The layout's good. The California one was hot garbage.
Yeah.
I didn't even ride that as a stand up. I rode it as a floor list and I still thought it was hot garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Just such an uninspired layout. It's way too short.
For the looks of it, it looks like they just did it to do it. Like, it wasn't anything special.
It's really what it was. They wanted to say they had one of the first stand-up coasters, and that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Inverted's got to be S-tier.
Oh, Inverted's S-tier.
Definitely
S-tier. And then the Hyper and
Hyper Giga, also S-tier, yeah.
Yep.
Very few Hyper or Giga coasters are bad coasters.
Yeah.
Are they meh? 100%. Intimidator, Behemoth, unfortunately, we came back. Apollo's Chariot. All rides that are meh at best.
I think you can make an argument that you could move that product down to A.
Based off of its failures?
Yeah, based on like the Raging Bulls.
Yeah, because like there's no middle ground there. You got like
Fury.
Yeah, there's no middle ground. Like, there's either they're like eh or great. Like, there's no like it's good on the brink of great or it's on the brink of trash. It's like there's a distinct lack of middle ground on hyper coasters. There really is.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I could scoot that down to A tier. I'd be fine with that just because of the two sides of that coin. Sitting coaster. I could say A tier. There's not many of them. There's not many of them.
So that's probably why it's a B tier.
Just for a lack of volume.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably go A. They basically just replaced their sit down coasters with floorless coasters.
Yeah. Honestly, I wish they would have stayed a sit down.
Yeah, ditto.
Like the sit down more than floorless. Personally,
floorless is such a gimmick. There's only one good floorless or two, really. Krypton and Dominator.
I mean, floorless is only good in the front row. It doesn't matter anywhere else.
After that, it's
It's not that the rides are bad. It's just the gimmick is mostly lost.
Yeah, because you can only see the track in front of you and the front row.
Honestly, I'd say A. That's an A tier.
For sitting?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go A. Dive, definitely a solid B.
I'd say a B or C.
Yeah.
That's a tough one because we haven't been on all the dives, but the layouts are good. They're forceful. They're just short. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
And we got one coming up here soon with Iron Menace, and that's my first thought on it. Looks great. It's just too goddamn short.
Oh, it's very short.
It looks like a good ride, though, you guys. It looks so freaking good.
Oh, no. It looks like it's going to hit.
Dude, we forgot to talk about Iron Menace testing.
We did.
We did. Holy shit.
So Iron Menace ran its first test. Actually, I was driving home tonight, and I saw it parked on the lift hill.
Oh, nice. They're
doing some safety testing. So I'm like, ooh. Obviously, that first test run, they didn't have the holding brake on.
Yeah.
But regardless, the forces that you're going to pull on that incline loop are going to be wild.
That looks like the best part of the ride. Like, it's I don't know what's getting me about that tilted loop, but like, it's not like the old school ones where they kind of unbanked a little bit
and
like unwound themselves. It's like a proper loop that the top got pushed over a little bit.
Dude, that's literally what it is. It looks wild.
It looks,
I've never seen anything like it.
It looks perfectly shaped too. Actually, I think that's what it is. It's such a weird. It's
perfectly balanced as all things should be.
Yeah, it's like it's unique enough while still being super familiar.
Yep. Good shit. It looks good. Mm-hmm. Yep. Good shit.
There you go. All right, moving on. Floorless coaster. Yeah, that's
I'm going to go D.
I would say C. I would. It's they're not bad. They're just not good.
Screaming Medusa West say otherwise.
Yeah, but that. Well, how many others of those are there though?
I honestly, I think Scream gets a bad rap just by being at Magic Mountain.
No, Scream is bad. Scream definitely, to me at least, is bad. Like that's
I don't need to ride Scream again.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it's bad, but like it's so watered down because it's at Magic Mountain. Like Medusa is so much better. It's unbelievable how much better Medusa is.
That's because Medusa was smooth.
Scream really does get such a bad rap because it's at Magic Mountain. You put that bitch at St. Louis.
It's rough, dude. Yeah, it's rough.
Just rode it, dude. That thing is rough as shit. My head was beaten. I was getting a beat.
Like that.
That's the reason I didn't like it. I thought the layout was just as good as Medusa. Okay. Obviously.
Pause. Dragon Con, real quick. I'm going to point to Dragon Con, which is why it's sitting in needs to be in an A. You know the rattle going into the loop for Scream? How, like, you just rattled like fuck?
Yeah.
Turn that up by about 5. Dial that up by 5. That's the jank on Dragon Con. But it's only in that one spot. But the ride's still elite.
No jank being better?
It's kind of... Oh, dude, if it's no jink, it's probably in my top 20. It's just a force monster. It's a positive monster. I love that thing.
Oh, shit. What were we saying with Floorless, BC?
They're booty hole.
They're not bad, though. Like, there's
C. I'd probably say C.
All right, I can.
They're not bad rides. Honestly, I think what it is you got the sit-downs in the 90s, and then... B&M started refining when they came out with the Floorless coaster.
Yeah, it refined it to make it worse.
Yeah, or honestly, maybe it's just the trains, because like Mantis was intense as shit.
Yeah.
And then you slap those Floorless trains on for Rougarou, and like it's still a great ride, but it just feels more refined. It feels more comfortable.
It feels weak. And your head still gets beaten up like it did on Mantis.
I don't want to go that far to say that it feels weak, but it definitely feels...
It doesn't feel like Mantis did. That's for sure.
Right. It feels less.
It's 3/5 of a coaster.
Okay. I can carry weight.
That's enough for you. You're welcome. Don't laugh. That smile's too big. He's gonna break.
Oh God! Wow, Marcus. Woo! You almost got me.
Somebody come get the man.
You're on the edge, my man. All right.
I appreciate that joke.
You're welcome. History joke. Hey, I do it for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Flying coasters, I'd B.
C. Tatsu can't carry that hard.
I'd say C as well for that exact reason. Tatsu is legendary, but it just can't make up for the Supermans.
What's wrong with the Supermans? They're a little bit uninspired, but they're not bad.
I mean, that's pretty much just a pretzel loop.
The pretzel loop, though, is god tier. Everyone's good.
Oh yeah, it is.
There's not a bad pretzel loop out there. I love that feeling in the middle of my chest. I wish that thing just went in circles. That'd be great.
You love what feeling in your chest?
Oh yeah, baby.
Fine. Why are you like this? Hey yo.
Which one?
Why are you like this?
Which one?
You.
I'm, you know.
Bruh.
Wing coasters, I can also say a C.
Wing coasters, I'd say a C.
Mark?
Yep.
Thunderbird doesn't make up for all the rest. Stop it.
No,
it's probably a C.
Thunderbird's phenomenal, but all the other...
like I'm just thinking about how much I appreciate the engineering that goes into them, but they're
incredibly engineered.
They don't hit. So
disappointing too, because you're like, oh, this is gonna be great, and then you see him do Gatekeeper and Swarm and X Flight
Swarm,
and then you're like, okay, well, Thunderbird comes out. You're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. This is how they're supposed to be. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Family Coasters, can't judge, obviously, but Surf Coasters, that's A.
Yeah.
That was a great ride.
That's a great ride, but there's only one, so it's like we can't really.
Honestly, I want to say C. I enjoyed Pipeline. I didn't enjoy it that much.
I really enjoyed it. That might be me. I could settle for B.
I can settle for B too, because like you said, there's only one. We don't know how the rest of them are going to be.
Yeah. Okay.
Tis true.
All right. Peterson, give your individual Cedar Point top 12 rankings. I'm not going to go to 12. I'll do top 5.
I don't even want to think about this right now, to be completely honest.
I'm still going to go top 5. You guys don't have to. I'm going to go. Obviously, it's Vengeance number 1, clearly.
Yep.
Anybody who says otherwise, lying to you. After 5, nobody cares. So, I don't. Like, I was top 3. 2 would be Maverick. Yeah. 3, Millennium Force. 4, yeah. Probably Raptor.
Oh,
I love me some Raptor. I shit on Raptor a lot, but only because of Cedar Point fanboys. Honestly, that ride has never, never not hit for me. You okay? Cass got the mic.
Glad you wanted to be on the show, Maverick boy.
Speaking of, we're talking about Cedar Point.
Speaking of,
And 5. Oh my gosh! See, that's where. That's how bad it is. Blue Streak. Give me that one.
What?
I love Blue Streak, dude. Give me a good old Woody.
This guy.
Yo, Blue Streak sucks. No,
what am I doing? Top Thrill Dragster.
No.
Haven't been on Top Thrill 2 yet. I'm forgetting. I haven't been on it in years, and it's been closed. I think Top Thrill 2 will slide in there, honestly. I think Top Thrill 2 would definitely be worse version of what it was before, so.
I did this, like, Tuesday, so now I gotta, like, scroll back and find it.
Wait, find what?
I did my Cedar Point rankings.
Oh.
Hold on.
It's going to be Steel Vengeance, Maverick, Millennium Force. Probably say Top Thrill after that. And then, honestly, Magnum.
I will slap you.
Magnum's like 7 or 8 for me.
Wow.
I'll ride it if I'm walking by, but it's not a destination.
So for the listeners, if you're actually listening to this, just remember, only one of us has a vehement hatred towards Magnum on this podcast.
I mean, if we're talking Cedar Point, half the rides are ass crack anyway, so 7 or 8 is kind of vehement hatred, because that's like the best of the worst.
I mean,
like, for everyone who talks about how great Cedar Point's lineup is, it's really not.
Oh no, it's trash. It's absolute trash. They're okay. Inflating B&M's with good. It's Gatekeeper is not great.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Steel Vengeance.
Yep.
Maverick.
Yep.
Millennium Force.
Yep.
You're gonna get pissed off. Gatekeeper number 4. Raptor number 5. Honorable mention Blue Streak number 6.
Where's Dragster?
I didn't put Dragster on because, you know, it's not there right now. But Dragster would probably be number 4.
I mean, that's
so, which would make Gatekeeper number 5, which for a park as quote unquote stacked as Cedar Point is.
No, it's not stacked.
Only 2 coasters are in my top 50.
It's running on reputation and, yep. And B&M. That's what it's running on. People overinflate a lot the number of B&Ms with actually being good. Valraven is okay. Best drop in the park, but
get the fuck out of here, dude.
Gatekeeper is mediocre. The only good B&M in that park is Raptor. So, I mean, inverts are great anyway.
Agree to disagree.
I mean, something wrong with you, but nothing wrong with it.
So Maverick is number 34 for me, and Steel Vengeance is number 15. So, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
All right. This next good one. Show's got this. What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, Show's got this good one. You found yourself in the realm of fuck you money, and you have decided to start your own ride manufacturing company. You have a time machine, and you are able to raid your competition from both the past and present. What companies, or time period of a company, are you stealing from? Taking all the fun stuff of smoothness, restraints, reliability, trains, innovation. This is a big thing. Show, I love you, man. We're going to have to wait till next week on this one. Maybe, unless you guys want to do this one.
Which one?
We can skinny it down. We don't have to steal all of those.
That's like a very elaborate question.
We're going back in time and we're stealing one thing.
Yeah. Stealing one thing. I'm going to steal. God, here's the problem with that, though, because the clamshells don't go upside down still.
Yeah. I'm going to do a little recency bias. I'm going to steal Vekoma's design and restart Vekoma when they started making coasters with that track design. And Vekoma would be the number one coaster manufacturer on the planet.
I'm going to fuck with you.
Considering how many rides they sold off the bat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. I'm going to go back in time with a computer and give it to Ron Toomer.
That's it. Game over. There is no other manufacturers. It's just Ron Toomer.
It's done.
He is the Alan Shulkey of all time.
We got a trend going here. Because I was going to say something similar. I was going to basically take spline-based ride design and start doing it in like the late 70s or early 80s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go back like a decade. 10 earlier. Years ahead of the curve.
imagine if you give Toomer like Phoenix's like Heartline in 1980.
Without over-the-shoulder restraints. Oh. Moonsault Scramble would actually be good. Wait, that was an arrow. Wait, no. Was it?
No.
Oh, that was...
Well, maybe they would use Moonsault.
Misho? Was it Misho? No, it wasn't Misho. It was...
Yeah.
It was a Misho. Maybe it was Sansei? I don't know.
I don't even know why I said Moonsault. Shut up.
Oh, my God. I am so far up in the questions. It was the Hutch's snap half of the opponent's top 10. I was like, wait, where are you guys? Yeah.
Somebody's been sousied.
Mm-hmm.
A 50% or slapping him around a little bit, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's skip Peterson's question. He's asking if B&M is regressing. Too early to tell, bud.
I don't know about skipping that. I mean, I'd like to give a little bit of insight. I would definitely say, one, Pipeline is not a bust.
Pipeline is not a bust.
They need more for it
to not be a bust.
Yeah, like if they go the line of like how wing coasters have just died off the face of the earth, then yeah, I could see that. So because mm-hmm. they're still building flying, still building inverts.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, but wing coasters were five or six of them and then they just fall off the place. So I would say. I mean,
there's a million wing coasters in.
I forget China's a thing sometimes. So I would say, I mean, all in all, to be fair, yeah, I think they've rested on their laurels for way too long. You see Inman making changes. You see Vekoma making changes. You see RMC going crazy. You haven't saw B&M do anything in over a decade besides Pipeline. So, and also they're still violently expensive. Yep. So short of building some of the generic, nothing's really stood out for them over the last decade. Let me just take a quick look-see just to see what else from B&M would count over the last decade that it's like, holy shit. No. Yeah, just, I mean, Emperor, that's okay.
Emperor's awesome.
Yeah. Fuck you. I mean, well, but a lot of what they build is the same old, same old. None of these rides really blow you away. So, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's going back. They do sell a lot. I mean, I'm not going to hold them back. They sell a lot of things that you know, a lot of people don't know about because, again, China is a whole thing. But their rides recently, a lot of these aren't hitting. No, I am shaking. Like, well, again, think of it this way, too. For those calling out, like, Fury and Thunderbird and all these rides, we took Flying Dinosaur. That's, like, 2 of 10. 3 of 10. The rest are the same size, crazy shit everywhere else in the world, but nobody hears about it. I'll also say this about China, too. The good rides do eventually stand out. People just have to get there and ride them. So, these rides are just not standing out. So, and then going back all the way to 22. Yeah, there was a rush of certain type ride types, but they haven't done anything different. I think that's the biggest key. Because you look at Fury, probably their most popular coaster on the planet, and they have done nothing even close to that since. Now, obviously, that's a big expense, but you could do that on a smaller type ride, and it'd be fine. So,
looking at you, Kings Island.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They could have did that bad boy 250 and made it, I feel like, twice as long, and it would have been twice as good. But they had to go for a quote-unquote giga.
They didn't want Fury at their park. Quote.
Yeah, fucking.
You didn't need Fury, but you could have done the same sort of dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yo.
What?
So I just pulled up one of my brackets that I did. I forgot to select a champion.
Ah.
So that's cool.
Oops.
Which I don't know why it let me save the bracket. I mean, it's not like I'm going to win anyways. I have UConn versus Creighton in the finals. So
what's wrong with you?
What? Who am I supposed to pick?
I don't know.
Exactly. Moving on.
Moving on. Carl's got some rankings for us. Gentlemen, you ready? There's nine.
Fuck, there's a lot of laugh reaction. I know there's 10. Fuck. This isn't going to be good.
Yep. Kay. All right. First one. 3, 2, 1. Click. Woodstock Express.
At Cedar Point, I'm going to go with a 4.
I'm going to go with a 4 as well because there's something.
Yep.
There's some fuckery afoot.
I'm going to go with 4, yep. Second one. 1, 2, 3. Go. Superman Krypton coaster. Six Flags Mexico?
Yeah, Six Flags Mexico. That's the Morgan Hyper.
That's not
Krypton coaster.
That's
Ultimo
not,
Escape.
Yeah, that's what I was like, wait a minute. This guy, already doing it wrong.
This guy.
Ultimo Escape, if we're doing Six Flags Mexico, I'd put that a 3.
I'm going to put that.
I was going to say 3 as well.
Good ride.
That's a number 3.
I'll go 3. Give me a little buffer just in case something crazy goes on.
Okay.
All right. Third one. 1, 2, 3. Flight of the Hippogriff.
I fucked up.
Yeah. Give me that. Put that at 4. No, I already had 4. I'll put it at 5 then. It's 5. Oh, shit.
Isn't that a clone of Woodstock Express?
No, it's not.
It's close, though. It's the same ride type.
I guess I'm going 5. Fuck. He got me on this one.
Yeah, it's 5.
Oh, we're 3, 4, 5. Where are you at, Mark?
A 2, 4, or a 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Next right. one, 1, 2, 3.
Sprocket Rockets.
What the fuck is that?
It's.
This motherfucker.
Oh, the
Wait
little...
a minute. No, they are all clones. Superman Krypton Coaster isn't Superman Ultimo Escape. Hold on. Let me RC.
Oh my god.
They're all the same ride.
It is a different one. They're all the same, this son of a bitch. Let's do the last one. 1, 2, 3. God, Roadrunner Express. Fuck you, Carl.
This guy. This you son of a bitch. Son of this a bitch. Guy.
Oh, I hate you, Carl. This guy. Oh, you're trolling.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'm very impressed, Carl. That's a good one.
Yeah.
We all knew.
Mm-hmm.
We knew the last.
We're all like so cautious about like answering, and it's like, nah, he got us.
They're all the same. Son of a bitch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mullet, want to know what's our most anticipated credit of 2024? There's some good ones out there. Fire in the Hole is probably going to be the best. Daddy Pig's Roller Coaster at Peppa Pig Theme Park.
You're not going on that.
How do you know?
Until 2025, because we know what we're doing in 2025.
Oh, yeah.
Bitch.
I'm going to give some mentions here. Bobcat, I think it's going to be a fun one.
Ooh, Bobcat's going to be fun.
Yep.
How am I going to ride that?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's a weekend for me.
Hyperia, definitely. Thor Park. Fort.
Hyperia.
What else we got? Hyperia.
Top Thrill 2.
I'm not dying for it. I'll ride it, but yeah. I think honestly there's not a lot of great. Voltron looks good. I don't know about great, but it looks good.
I mean, the best new for me coaster of 2024 might be Wildcat at Lake Compounds.
Oh, new for you? I was talking. Oh, new cred to us. Oh, shit. What am I thinking?
Exactly.
I don't know. This year? Fucking hell. I don't even know. I'm not doing a lot of travel this year, boys.
That's why I said
as of right now, it's going to be Iron Menace. So.
Yeah, it might be. It might be Menace. That's mm-hmm. that's depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might just be Menace. Oh shit! Yeah. Shit! Now I'm curious. Yeah, it might just be Iron Menace. Fuck! What a quiet year, son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well.
Okay. Next one. Fuck, Mary Kill from John. Desperado reopening.
Ugh.
A dark ride theme to Charlie the Unicorn. And KI fanboys.
Kill them. Kill them all. That's a universal. I think we can all agree. Kill them all.
I mean, that's so bad.
I would. Listen, I can't. KI fanboys, that's an easy kill right there. Give me a dark ride theme to Charlie and the Unicorn. I'd marry that.
Just and you're fucking Desperado for one time.
I'm fucking it one time. Yep. Getting out.
Because you're going to just put the butt plug in and go for a ride.
Yep. Pop, pop, pop. It's going to be fucking me, really, is what it's going to feel like. It's going to be reverse cowgirl and pop, pop, pop.
Why are you like this?
Because you just got the visual of that, did you? I did. You did. You did.
And, Marcus has been on top.
And hey, we're all pegging stands on this show.
No, we're not. It's only you two.
So there's
your you denies.
There's your hint for the week, everyone. Your reaction for the week is the pegging emoji or something pegging, and then you put one of our three faces on it. That is how you decide who it is.
Emoji. All right. Zach wanted to know, with all the wobbles and stumbles, what truly awful coaster was the most fun to ride with the entire crew?
Oh God!
We had a lot of shitty rides.
This was okay. T3 was a fantastic one as a Buzz Bars crew.
T3 was a blast because we were just
actually
fucking
no,
around.
It was Condor. And
oh yeah, Condor was so bad. Yeah.
That wasn't like a stumble.
Yeah, that was a stumble or wobble, so I couldn't count that, but oh God.
Viking.
Oh, what the hell are we doing? I was thinking Energylandia too. I was like, what ride's bad there? Viking and Energylandia was so bad to see everybody's pain.
Yep.
Was hilarious.
It was so much fun just standing there watching.
Yeah. Watching other people suffer was the best. I unfortunately missed it because I was a little bit late because I was waiting in line for another cred, but I got it at the tail end of that bad boy. What's another great ride that we all rode together? We didn't always ride together. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I'm looking back at some old stumbles. God.
I don't know. I think Viking wins.
Yeah, it's tough to beat Viking and what happened on that one. I will also say Super Duper Looper in the rain. We took over a whole train. That was an experience. That was a whole ass experience. All right. Do you think if SNS never built Steel Curtain, they would have sold more large scale non free spin coasters? 1,000,000,000%. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's mostly on
Kennywood.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the problems with it that Kennywood didn't build it themselves. Now, obviously, we're time out now. But remember, I mean, you look at the good example, right? Lightning Rod. Speaking of, we didn't talk about Lightning Rod, did we?
No, we didn't. We did last week.
But SNS, they delivered from the start. That first day, it was the trains suck. The layout is good. Could be better. It felt a little bit too compressed. In that one section that randomly branches out for the stall and turnaround, but honestly, my biggest takeaway is those trains are fucking garbage. Those trains are really bad. Not only from a rider perspective, but just in general, those rides are bad. That train is bad. You turn that into a Vekoma, God tier. I'm Vekoma standing recently.
I'm of a common stand now too.
You guys.
New Vekoma. There you go.
New Vekoma.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is a wild stat.
What's that?
Yikes. I'm going to just drop that in the chat real quick. There's no way this is real. But if it is, that's wild. There's no way that's real.
That is...
There's no way this is real.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean... Yeah. Oh, it's real.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
In 4 months.
Oh, my God, dude.
Dude, that is some Antonio Cromartie shit right there. Here's, oh my God, that's awful. So we'll peel the curtain back. I saw a meme of Tyreek Hill having 3 kids in 4 months. None with his wife.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yikes. So, it's a bad look, bud.
Keep it in your pants, my guy. He's going to be paying for that until he's dead.
That's why he had to leave KC all that money.
Yep.
Oof. Okay. Bad idea. Okay, fuck, marry, kill. We got, I'm skipping Simon's second one. Jike said, Boeing, RCCA, or Togo. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm still going to marry Boeing because, like, let's be honest, like, airplanes are still super safe. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill RCCA and fuck Togo.
Yep.
Yeah, Togo's got, I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. Which would you like to see happen in industry-wide, an adults-only area, an in-park casino, or removal of all the basketball games?
Removal of all the basketball games.
Honestly, yes.
Oh, those are so annoying. They were annoying when I was a kid. Like, I hate
them. I mean, I worked those when I was a kid and almost got punched by an adult because I talked so much shit. Who would have ever thought? Oh, God, here we go. Fucking show. How many holes are in a straw?
Two.
It's one.
It's just one.
It's one continuous hole.
No, there's two ends to a straw. Hole, hole. That's a tube. That's a tube.
It's a one hole, Marcus.
No. So do you have a mouth and a butthole? That's, you only have one hole there?
Yes.
Technically.
Technically, okay. All right. You know what? I'm going with two. I'm separating those bad boys out. How many holes are in a straw? What a fucking question is that?
I mean, it makes sense. I'm a fucking human because you're fucking human. You got shit in between.
We're
literally shit in between your mouth and your booty hole.
We are a respected podcast.
The straw, it's just... It's the same on one end as it is
moving
the other.
Moving on.
We are a respected podcast. How
Meg
dare.
Has a question. How what dare. Is the best flavor of Fanta?
Orange, fuck everybody. That's it. There's no other flavor of Fanta. It's fucking orange. In fact, went to see Ghostbusters Frozen Empire tonight. Guess what I drank? Fucking orange Fanta. If you say grape, what? I will fucking find you and murder you.
I don't drink soda.
That's fine.
But it is 100%.
I mean, I don't drink pop either, but...
It's called soda, you inbred.
You fucking whore.
Honorable mention to Fanta Strawberry Pop.
Yo, strawberry soda does
kind
of slap.
You non-Midwest fuck.
Oh, Jesus. Yes. You came to the wrong side of town, boy.
Okay.
I hear we call it pop.
I'm going to say orange. Orange is the best.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay. The second
orange
question.
Orange is pretty freaking good, though.
Yes.
Mark, be very careful with this answer, by the way. Meg asked, if you could only eat one kind of sandwich for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I am recusing myself from this answer.
Wait, hold on. My phone just went off. Mark, why did you text me this? Why did you text me whatever Meg makes me? Yikes, bud.
I would...
makes a bitchin' PB&J.
Does she get the peanut butter all the way into the sides?
What you got to every time. You can't skip on it. You got to get extra.
She knows how to properly make a PB&J.
She knows how to spread that peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say a hot dog.
What an asshole.
This motherfucker.
I mean, it is a sandwich. I'm going to say a taco then.
Man, you guys are out here being trolls. I'm thinking of like my Jersey Mike's.
No, I would say like the one type of sandwich, and I don't. You guys can call me weird if you want on this one. I like my go-to sandwich: white bread. Of course, you know,
racist.
I like dark bread. You're right. I'm kind of hungry right now. With mayo,
ew.
Swiss cheese, and some ham.
So a ham and Swiss.
Ham and Swiss sandwich with some mayo on white bread.
That's it.
I'm generic as fuck. I also don't like turkey. So anybody, okay. If you do like turkey, fuck you.
So okay. the real answer is the dad special, and this is what my dad made for me.
Here we go.
It's white bread. Three pieces of white bread, two toasted. You jelly up the untoasted piece of bread. When it pops out the toaster, peanut butter, real quick. It's a fast peanut butter because you want it to be ooey gooey. It's a double decker.
It's a double-decker PB&J. It's my favorite sandwich ever. It makes me think of my childhood. It's the fucking best thing in the world.
When I was a kid, I used to make, when me and my friends were up late, we would do mayo and bologna in a double-decker with bread in the middle. So we do a double-decker bologna and mayo sandwich. I'm talking, it's like 8-year-old me, dude. Like, so I was
bologna. Bologna and cheese slapped so hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
Like, kids these days don't eat bologna, and that's a travesty.
I go through a box of bologna every week. My kids,
I love that you just said a box of bologna, which says like the quality of the meat.
No, it's the traditional
like the Oscar Mayer bologna.
Yeah, the Oscar Mayer, yeah.
Did you guys as kids like eat like the rind wheel off like the side of it?
Yeah.
Like the,
yeah, eat the middle and then like, get the wheel after. Yeah.
No, I do the wheel to start, and then like I would be a game to see if I could get it clean off. Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I would understand now. Mark, I appreciate you turning on your OnlyFans fuck light.
I know.
That one, by the way, John, that was for you.
But it just for you.
Yeah. AJ wanted to know, how do we feel about Valley Fair teasing a dispensary? That's hot.
cool.
They got some fucking eyes in there, man. It's great.
High roller.
Washed out eyes. The High Roller Podcast is sponsoring a new ride. That's what it's doing. go West. Get it, man.
Okay. One of you guys did questions on Twitter. Let's look real quick. I don't think there's anything good on here.
Tweet, tweet.
Best themed outdoor queue. That is Fantasialand. Thank you. Keep it down with Whiskey Nick. I like this one. If you ever do a wobble in the UK, will you call it? Are you having a wobble, mate? Yes.
Yes.
That's incredible.
1,000%.
Given a destination of your spouse's choice, how far are each of you willing to go for a cred? Listen, Kelly is a bigger cred hoe than me, so I'm going somewhere fucking remote for that shit.
So I have the problem of my wife is not.
You're going to like the Columbus Zoo because there's something else going on there.
Yes. Basically. Yes. Like I going to an amusement park as a destination is not always a thing.
Yep.
I'd be lucky. Like that's why we have Universal season passes. That alone just says it all. Cause yep. There's a lot more to do in Orlando than simply just the park. Cause I could literally just sit in line and the wife was complaining about Velocicoaster's line last time they went. And I was just like, yeah, I probably could have rode like 2-3 times. It was 2-hour wait. Yeah. It's one of the best coasters in the world. What do you want? Fuck yeah. West had a good one. Speaking of West, hey, bud. You guys get a teleporter and can go to any park in the world. However, the teleporter can only be used 5 times. What parks y'all going to? Oh, man.
Fantasialand. Port Aventura.
Yep.
Energylandia.
I've already been to Energy, so I'd remove that one. I'd well, switch.
Fuck you two then.
would you go to Kilmartin?
Bitch.
I'm going to Fuji Q.
Yep.
I'm Nagashima. Going to Nagashima.
Separate trips, you gotta go back and then
Europa.
I'm not wasting one on Europa.
I'm going to...
I'd go to Alton. Give me Alton in there.
I was just going to say Alton.
Fantasia
probably
for me.
Probably do Leesburg. That'd be my fifth.
Leesburg sucks.
Leesburg was... Dude, that was a bad day.
You guys had a bad day there.
So you had a bad day.
Good thing, it was good too thing busy. That eventually the three of us will get to go back there and you will have a much better day there because I will be there.
What a cute little bitch. I'm trying to think like where else I have like a bucket list park.
I'd go to Gold Reef City in South Africa.
Nah, I'm good.
Oh, I'm never gonna. Who the fuck's going to South Africa? I'd go, ride the rides, say I've been there, and never go back.
I think I would go to... honestly, like Tokyo Disney.
That'd be sick.
So I had three Japanese parks. That's cool.
I mean, yeah, I got two myself, so... I mean, that's where we want to go. We've been to America, Europe. We haven't been to it, but we're starting to explore it more. So, the unexplored Shogun territories. You guys watch Shogun yet?
No.
Not yet.
I watched the first episode. I've just been watching Halo and other ones. Speaking of, Halo came out. I got to watch the last episode. Okay. Yeah, I've been watching other shows right now. So, you guys watch Masters of the Air yet, like I told you to?
No, I haven't.
Nope, not at all.
Bitch. I've been a little busy, dude.
I know. So good. When you can, Masters of the Air, make it happen, boys.
That is on my to-do list.
Yep. That's my only free time of the night, so.
Three Body Problem drops tomorrow, and X-Men 97 came out, so I definitely intend on watching that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I love that cartoon as a kid, so.
Yeah, X-Men was a good... Just like Digimon Digital Monsters.
Oh my god.
Digimon. I saw something. I think it was on it was another podcast that has like an Instagram thing going too where they do video, and they were talking about the differences between Digimon and Pokemon. And the biggest one was like Digimon have evolutions of like the same type of creature. And Digimon went from like a small cute little animal to like
a gun.
Like a yeah, basically.
Like a fighter jet with extra guns.
Like a fucking Megazord. Like, yeah. It goes insane.
Yep.
Of course, 10-year-old me was fucking all about that shit, so.
Hell yeah, I watched that shit as a kid.
Oh, yeah. Digimon, digital monsters.
Digital monsters, Digimon.
ooh, Exterminator. Digimon. I'm going to go to that real quick. I'm YouTubing it.
You win.
All right, you bitches.
I think we're good, bud.
It's been a great one. We got. It has.
It's been an episode of all time, boys.
It has been the 69th of the 200th episode.
Nice.
So, next thing, yeah, we're going to be off next week. Mike's going on a little adventure. And we want to take some time off. As we said, it's been a long couple of weeks here.
We've been nonstop since Christmas, so.
Yeah, this is our first actual week off in 3 months, yeah. So, we're going to take a week, get some R&R, as it were. Your boys get a break.
I mean, vacation right now.
Yeah.
Very needed in life.
Yeah, and just the last couple of weeks, all three of us has been going through some just work and fucking life. It's been fun, so. Yeah, we're taking a break, so we'll see you guys in a few weeks. Bitches, I love you. Kiss me. Do the kissy face, you fuck. All right, I'll see you guys. See ya.
Bye.